Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Thursday, everyone. I am so grateful that you are tuning in for our Thankful Thursday today. Every Thursday here at Yoga Girl Daily, of course, we have a gratitude practice. And we have so many things to be grateful for. You might have noticed already, we've been doing these daily episodes for a couple of weeks now. And it blows my mind how every time we tune into this practice of gratitude, we are able to find new things. At least that's what it's like for me. I'm able to open my eyes to new things and blessings that I already have present in my life, but that maybe I take for granted.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Today, for our gratitude practice, we are going to focus on something material. So oftentimes when we go into this type of gratitude practice, whether we're just sitting down and feeling into the gratitude of our hearts or if we're specifically directing gratitude towards something specific, we tend to do that toward living things, of course, you know, our family, our friends, maybe our pets, ourselves, our bodies. Of course, it's the most important, I think, that we're grateful for the beautiful people we have in our lives. Our relationships make up such a big piece of our lives. Something that we sometimes tend to take for granted are the physical things that are present in our lives that actually make a world of a difference. And it's not until we are without them that we realize just how much we might have been taking them for granted. And today, our gratitude practice is going to be focused around our home, our house, our apartment, our room. So whatever your living situation is right now, whether you are living in a house or a villa or a mansion or an apartment, or you're renting a room or you're in a dorm room or you're on someone's couch or you're living in a van, regardless of how you are living right now, you have a roof over your head. Think about that. Take a moment to really, really, really sit with that. There are people out there right now who don't have a roof over their heads, who don't feel secure in their living situation. And the fact that you are right now, that you have that place to come home to every day, a comfortable bed to lie in, a beautiful living space that's only yours. And of course, we all have very unique situations when it comes to our living space. So whether you are absolutely in love with your home and you're appreciating it every day, or maybe you're in between something and you're not loving where you're living right now, or perhaps you're trying to make a change with your living situation and you want to upgrade to something else, the fact that you have this place to call home is something to be really grateful for, regardless of what it looks like. The fact that you have a place to come home to is enough to be grateful. I promise you that. So take a moment just to envision what your life would be like if you didn't have the stability of this home right now. If you didn't have this roof over your head. For many of us, it's hard to even envision because we live a privileged enough life that we never had to actually think about that. But take a moment right now and envision, if you're not at home, just remembering what your home is like, what it's like to open the door to your house, to your apartment, and come home at the end of a long day. Or if you're in your home right now, maybe take a moment just to open your eyes and look around, you know, see the walls around you, the roof above you, the floor beneath you. really appreciating the home that you have. Really appreciating the fact that you have a place to come home to, a place where you hopefully feel safe. So let's close the eyes for a moment, envisioning, feeling into that gratitude of your house, of your home, of your bedroom. Perhaps envisioning that favorite part of your home. Maybe it's a little corner or a nook somewhere. Maybe it's a piece of furniture, maybe your bedroom. Holding that in your heart, feeling how sacred it is that you have this place to call home. And then bringing some gratitude to your house, some gratitude to this physical space. You're able to create so much just from the pure fact that you have this roof over your head. If it wasn't for that space, for these material walls, roof, and floor, you would have a totally different reality. It would be very, very hard to manifest all the other beautiful things that you have in your life. So especially if maybe you haven't been loving your home lately, bring some gratitude to the fact that it's there, to the fact that you have a warm bed, a cozy place to come home after a long day. And then sensing that inside of your heart, just taking a really deep breath, fully appreciating these walls that you call home. Open the mouth, exhale the breath out. And when you open your eyes, maybe turn the corners of the mouth up into a little smile. And when you come home today, I want you to take a moment to stand somewhere right at the center of your house, your apartment, your home, your room, and extend this gratitude to your physical living space. You can even place your hands on the floor or on the wall and say out loud, thank you. Just appreciating that, holding space for that gratitude. It is such a beautiful privilege that so many of us take for granted, the fact that we have a place to call home. So today, and maybe for the rest of this week, really appreciating this place. It's yours to come home to every day. How beautiful is that? Thank you so much for tuning in, for bringing some gratitude to your home today. Thank you for tuning into Yoga Girl Daily, and I'll see you tomorrow.